The status of the housing market as we head into 2025, what is it, and is it any different than what we saw from 2024?
I mean, realistically, it's going to be a lot of the same is what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. The nice thing, though, is we saw a little bit of inventory as we ended the year, but as we're starting off this year, sales are starting to pick up. So if you're out in the market, you really want to start looking now because, you know, before you know it, the inventory is going to be gone.
Are you surprised the inventory picked up kind of late into last year?
Not really, just because the way the interest rates are, I think it took a while for people to get used to those interest rates. What we're seeing is, like, especially this month, as we come out of the new year, interesting fact, that time between Christmas and New Year's is the number one time that people start looking for houses.
No kidding.
So we saw this ramp up of interest online, and now we're seeing the people actually come in. But no, now that people are really getting used to the interest rates, it's just kind of one of those things, it's the new norm. The great thing, though, is that most of the builders, like we at Tri Point as well, we offer incentives so our in-house lender can actually help them buy down the rates. So they're kind of hovering around 7 right now, and we can get people in like in the low 6s.
Wow, okay. What about the Triangle specifically in terms of the inventory that's available in the Triangle here locally?
Still pretty low. Okay. I mean, we are growing here, but typically like pre-COVID, you were looking at anywhere from like 4 to 6 months of inventory. We're still hovering around that 1.5 to 2 months. Mm. So, which basically means that people are still holding on to their houses. So that's where the new construction comes in, where a lot of the inventory is coming from the new home builders.
Yeah, I think about people who I talk to who are home owners.
Yes.
And they're thinking about selling their home, and then they say, well, I can sell it, but where am I going to go?
That's 100%. We see that quite often. I will say, though, that we're getting to the point where people have to move. Mm. So for the last year or so where you start thinking, okay, I can hold off for a little while, maybe growing family, yep, relocating to the area. But I think it's starting to get to the point where people are like, okay, we've outgrown this house. We've got to make a decision. And we've seen that locally here where people are coming in saying, okay, I'm putting my house on the market. What do you have for me? So I'm anticipating a nice little pickup, you know, through the normal springtime season.
Sure.
But, you know, with the interest rates the way they are, we don't anticipate them coming down like greatly. So it's going to be, you know, we always say marry the house and date the rate. Mm. So, because, you know, think about it. A couple years from now, rates come down. You can always refinance.
Sure.
Unfortunately, your dream home may not be there.
We've heard a lot in recent, I think, years about, you know, sustainable living and mm-hmm. homes that are high tech or smart homes. Is that still something that's popular out there in the home market?
100%. And I really think people have come to expect it. Like what we offer, our Living Smart program, you're going to come in and you should look at it no matter where you go. But, you know, you should have LED lights throughout your house, water sense technology that we put in all of our homes. So it helps reduce the amount of water, energy savings. We also do MERV 13 air filters. These are some of the things that are going to make your life healthier while you're in your house. It's going to take all those toxins out of the air. We do low VOC paints. So if you're out there and about, this should be something you're getting in a new home. If you're not, you might want to ask why.
But it's so interesting, you know, as someone who had bought a house a few years ago, none of this, we didn't think about any of this several years ago. It seems like it's just evolving so rapidly. How do you keep pace with all the new technologies that people want in their homes?
It's really interesting because, like, I'll give it for instance, like back in the day, and even just in, you know, as a matter of like 4 or 5 years ago, people used to put in speakers. They would wire mm-hmm. speakers into their mm-hmm. house. Nobody's doing that anymore because Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah.
So as the technology is evolving, we are trying to stay up with that. The key, though, is, you know, asking the homeowners what's important to them. And we do that all the time. We like to survey our homeowners, what's important to them, what do you like about your house, what do you not like about your house. And we can gather that data. And it's like, if we get enough people saying, we want this, we'll start introducing those things into our homes.
What are some of the things that buyers are looking for outside of being, you know, yep, sustainable or smart home? What are some of the other things that buyers are looking for?
What we're seeing right now, there's a trend towards like a lot of the houses on the market now are starting to be townhomes. A lot mm-hmm. of the municipalities want more density and want more people living in their communities. So a lot of them are seeing, especially with the three-story townhomes, people want that first floor living, whether it's like a flex space or a bedroom downstairs. It just gives them that extra space to, you know, to either hang out and have it as like a family room or a theater room, or just an extra bedroom for a friend or family, and maybe just another office. We see that quite a bit. We're also seeing the trends, like we have our design center, or I should say award-winning design center, where people are really starting to shift towards some more traditional, like things to put in their house, crown moldings, the warmer tones of like the wooden cabinets along that line. And what we're seeing too, we actually have a collaboration with Bobby Burke. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Bobby Burke of Queer Eye fame. But we're opening our first community with him out in Chapel Hill. It's called Twin Leaf. And the packages that he put together, that the great thing is like it's inspirational packages. So people can look at those, and we're starting to see that through him. He's actually bringing a lot of that West Coast to the East Coast. Same thing, the warmer tones, the wooden cabinets, the even a little bit more bold tiles and things like that that people really like.
I'm curious because you talked about everything kind of being on one floor a little bit. Are people maybe thinking about the future when they're building their homes now, thinking about, hey, I may want to be here for 20 or 30 years, and maybe 20 years from now, I don't want to climb steps to go up and down to the bedroom?
Funny you say that. You're exactly right. We try to match demographics. So we try to offer things to most people. So to your point, we're actually opening our first 55 and older community down in Serenity. It's called Altus at Serenity. So we are going to be offering, to your point, the active adult, people in their 50s, starting to think ahead, ranch-style plans, maybe ranch with like a loft area, something along that line. So it's something that somebody can age in place and, you know, not worrying about have to move in 5 or 6 years.
Serenity is a good name for a 55 and older retirement community, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
Serenity is great. Anything else you want to highlight about what TriPoint is doing as we head into 2025?
Actually, a couple things, too, to think about with TriPoint Homes. We're giving people the opportunity to self-tour. We're seeing a trend now where people, they can't come in and work, you know, the regular business hours. So they're working, they get up early, they're coming home late. You can actually go on our website, schedule a tour, or even just walk up to a house that has a self-tour sign, put in your information, let you in, and you can tour on your own. And we're finding, you know, just like anybody, I mean, like you go to a car place or something like that to buy a car, it's on a weekend, you don't not want to talk to somebody right away.
That's
pretty cool. And then the last thing is our app. We have an app that actually keeps buyers updated on the progress of their home. We automatically upload pictures for them. We send them reminders of any meetings that they have. They can actually interact with us through text. We're the only builder that's doing that right now. So if you're building a house with us at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're wondering what your house is looking like, you can just pick up your phone and take a look.
That's awesome stuff. And then about website too, where people could go. I imagine you have a traditional one of those too.
Exactly. It's just tripointhomes.com/Raleigh, and you'll see all of our communities and everything there to help you out.
That's awesome. James Flanagan, Vice President of Community Experience at TriPoint Homes. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
Chris, thank you so much.